we present My Derek by David Marshall, with Deborah Berlin as Julie and Tessa Worsley as Mrs. Penniman. My Derek.
So, what do you think of the flat, Julie?
Nice view. And you occupy the rest of the house, right?
Yes. But you and Derek could have the run of the place. The downstairs, anyway, even my sitting room. What I call my nest. But not my bedroom or bathroom, of course. They're on the other side of that wall there. Something wrong, Julie?
Well, Mrs. Penniman, I don't want to be rude.
No, I don't want you to be rude either.
It's just that I was expecting something a bit bigger, that's all.
Oh, then we'll have to get the builders in, won't we? See if they can make it bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
And sunnier.
Oh, let's pray extra hard for some fine weather. Oh, my late husband Jimmy used to have his mother railway set up in here. Hornby 00. Goods wagons, engines, turntables, two stations.
Yes. Derek's told me about it.
Like a little world. Well, I didn't think it was childish. Not until Derek came here to live. He persuaded me to sell it. I was going to advertise it in the local paper, but Derek said try the specialist magazines first. So I did.
That was after your husband died?
Oh, yes. I got three times what I was expecting to get. How's Derek for you?
Well, I admit it's got possibilities, but...
Well, if I were a young bride, I'd jump at the chance of having a flat like this.
Needs redecorating, doesn't it? Oh, I want to think about it. Is that all right?
Perfectly. Only I'll have to be quick. I can't afford to let it stand empty for long.
Well, I've got some other places to look at.
Have you now?
Can you give me a week?
A week?
A few days, then. I've got to talk it over with Derek. And he's on the road.
Oh, wheeling and dealing. What a life that young man leads. Cardiff one day, Portsmouth the next. He never stops, does he?
Hardly see anything of him. Last time he was home, I told him. Derek, I said...
You know, I began fostering him when he was 14, just after his mother died.
Yes, I know. I said to him, Derek, I said...
He left me when he was 20, and now he's coming back. Well, he's made a success of things. Had a whirlwind romance, a secret wedding, and now he's coming back with his pretty little 18-year-old bride.
Hang on. I haven't decided...
What is the verdict of the pretty little 18-year-old bride? Is it yes or is it no? The world holds its breath.
Do you think I overtipped them?
The removal men? No, dear. I gave them a little something.
You did? Why?
Because they said they'd received last-minute instructions from you to call at your father's place and pick up that old three-piece suite of his.
It isn't old. Besides, I'm going to have it recovered. The man from the upholstery shop told my dad that they don't make furniture like that these days.
Don't they? I wonder why. Well, I only hope that Derek won't be angry.
Why should he be?
Well, I was going to give him that big Chesterfield I've got in the front room. Now there isn't any space for it.
Derek's never angry with me. He goes along with whatever I want.
Then he must have changed. You should have seen his temper tantrums when he was 16 or 17. I could tell you things about Derek that... Oh, it would have looked nice up against that wall.
Derek hates that Chesterfield. Says it's hard as a rock.
Poor Derek. I mean, just look at the place. That's sweet, for heaven's sake. The bare floorboards. Talk about it. What have you got there?
I found them over there in the corner. See? A little plastic man and a little plastic woman. Sweet, aren't they?
They were part of Jim's train set.
They were wedged in between the floorboards. I dug them out with a nail file. What are you two doing there, I said. Are you hiding from me?
Give them to me, please.
No. Shut. Finders keepers.
Jim had two stations, Upton and Downsville. There were little plastic people waiting on the platforms. Of course, you couldn't put them in the carriages because there were no doors, so they just went on waiting. Derek thought that was crazy. Sell them, he said. Sell the lot.
We saw it coming. We kept our heads down. We went into hiding.
That's exactly how Derek used to speak when he was playing with them.
Downsville. All changed for Downsville.
There was a massive upheaval. It was the end of life as we knew it. Nothing would ever be the same again.
Morning, dear. I'm in the kitchen. If you're looking for your post, it's in here on the table.
Morning.
Cold, isn't it? Have you seen the fog?
Mm.
Did Derek get up all right?
Oh, it's just Bill. Yes, he did. He didn't want to go. He wanted to stay in bed with me.
He always hated the cold.
It wasn't just that.
You've no idea what a struggle it was to get him off to school on cold winter mornings. I've got an earache, he used to say. I've got neuralgia.
He looks so lovely lying there with his eyes half closed. You know the way he looks at you.
I'll miss you, he used to say. Miss me, I said. Well, he'll be back home at half past four.
A sort of dreamy.
I told him that if he missed me that much, he'd better have something to remind him of me. So you know what it is?
A dreamy, loving look. A look that says, trust me.
Guess what I gave him? That little woman. The one you found in between the floorboards.
What for?
Security. If he was feeling insecure, all he had to do was feel in his pocket, and there was his little woman.
Are you, in other words?
I've got her in my pocket.
The way he looks at you. At me, I mean. I had to be quite tough with him. Out you get this instant, I said. And it's no good smiling at me, I said. You can't get round me like that.
Then you hopped into bed with him.
That's right. How did you know?
Because I know my Derek, and I know you.
5 minutes, I told him, and 5 minutes only.
Only it wasn't 5 minutes, was it?
5, 10. He was counting.
Not me. It's got nothing to do with me.
That's right.
I hope you won't take this wrong, Julie. But the net result of those 5 minutes, well, 5 minutes plus, was that Derek had to rush out into the cold without a proper breakfast inside
him. Black coffee and a slice of toast, the same as he has every day.
In this weather? Oh, Julie, how could you?
That's all he wanted.
And I suppose you had a quickie during those 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Mrs. Pennyman? Really?
You didn't invent it, you know. Jim liked a quickie sometimes. So did I.
You?
You sent poor Derek out into the cold and fog with his strength sapped, starting the day at a disadvantage. Have I said something funny?
Just me being silly.
Oh, I see. You're thinking about Jim and me having a quickie. Something wonderfully exciting that can never happen to me again because Jim's dead and no other man would want me. Yes, that's very funny.
I'm sorry.
Funny? It's hilarious. One day you'll be my age. You may be a widow too.
Don't talk like that. I can't handle it.
I have to handle it. You may one day.
I'm going to be brave and open these bills.
Or Derek may be in hospital. You may have to go and see him every day. You may have to stand outside the ward for a few minutes, pulling yourself together, determined to go in smiling, even though you know he isn't getting better and he isn't going to get better. You think about it, Julie.
I don't know what to say to you, Mrs. Pennyman.
There's nothing you can say. Oh, go on. Open your letters.
Derek's late. He said he'd be here by 3.
Just putting the finishing touches to the tree. Christmas isn't Christmas without a proper tree. Just think of it. Only today and tomorrow to go. Yeah. Derek used to do it for me. He loved to see it sparkle. What do you think?
Looks nice. Oh, I expect his meeting dragged on.
No, he'll be here soon enough.
We're going out to dinner. Somewhere plush, Derek said. We deserve a bit of a treat. After all, you only live once.
What if you don't?
That's why I've been to have my hair done. Do you like it?
Nice. What if it's all true?
Sorry?
Well, I was thinking about Christmas and the Bible.
The Bible? Oh, you mean the baby in the crib and the three wise men?
Life after death. Some sort of a trial.
Oh, don't mention that word to me. We've had a final reminder from the removal men.
Nah, there's no trial. Just a judgment. A summing up followed by a verdict. Then they ship you back to learn all the things you didn't learn the first time around, or the second, or the 625th.
Derek sent them what he calls a holding letter.
Try to be a bit more responsible this time.
Beg your pardon?
Those could be the last words they say to you before you're reborn.
Oh, I thought you were having a go at me. I wonder where he is now, at this very minute. I wonder if he's thinking about me.
I wonder. By the way, you never did give me back those little plastic people.
Oh, they're around somewhere. We're around somewhere?
Where?
Oh, upstairs in the flat.
We'll come out when we're good and ready.
I'd like them back sometime.
All right. I'm not holding them to ransom, you know.
Jim toyed with the idea of reincarnation.
Did he now?
He considered it was a definite possibility. He said it gave him hope. Well, that was when he was younger. As he grew older, he began to dread it. Eventually, it got to the point where he was more anxious about the next life than he was about this one.
Not much point in worrying about things unless you can change them. That's what my dad says.
Quite the philosopher, your dad. Well, he's probably right. Come on, get your coat on. We'll go and finish off the Christmas shopping.
Oh. Leave it.
That's what an answer phone's for.
I can't. It might be Derek.
Julie? Aren't you ready yet?
I've been waiting and waiting for you downstairs. We're meant to be going shopping, remember?
I don't feel like it.
Was it something Derek said? It was him on the phone, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, I hope he isn't going to be too late. There are things I want to discuss with him. And you. I want to know where I stand. You've got to tell me what you and Derek are doing on Christmas Day. What does Derek want to do?
To be with me. He wants to spend the entire holiday in bed with me.
The entire holiday in bed? Well, well. I'll be fine downstairs in my little nest.
Derek wants me to invite Dad over for the day.
That's thoughtful of him. So, it'll be you, Derek, and your father. Very nice.
He's not coming for Christmas.
I expect he's made other arrangements. Maybe he's found himself a lady friend.
I mean Derek!
Look here, I got that chicken.
Yeah.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was okay.
I don't really like turkey much, do you? Too dry. I prefer a nice farm chicken. Your father didn't eat much.
Lost his appetite. His boss wants him to take early retirement. Dad's going to fight him all the way.
I wonder what Derek had for his Christmas dinner. Frankly, I think he might have made a bit more of an effort.
Business is business, Mrs. Pennyman.
I wasn't referring to Derek. I was talking about your father. He seemed very subdued. Morose, in fact.
Well, he hates the idea of retiring. He says he won't know what to do with himself.
He didn't stay very long.
Well, that wasn't because he didn't like you. When I was seeing you out, he said, oh, I do like Mrs. Pennyman. She's such a charming woman.
Really?
He should get married again. Have you ever thought about getting married again?
Never. Well, this time tomorrow, Derek will be here, I'm sure of it.
I'm not. He said the car was a bit iffy. It's the brakes. He's going to ring me this afternoon just to confirm things. Maybe he can get the car fixed.
On Christmas Day?
No, tomorrow. Boxing Day. Somewhere must be open.
No, I expect he knows somebody.
What do you mean?
Well, somebody in the trade. A carriage owner. I'm going to have a fig. That's what I'm going to do. Fig, Julie?
No?
Oh, they're delicious. Poor Derek. Fancy having to work on Christmas Day. I wonder what time he'll finish.
He said the meeting was in the morning with some French businessmen. He says the French totally ignore Christmas.
A meeting on Christmas Day morning?
Yes, yes, yes. How many more times?
Right, no need to take it out on me.
Sorry, but you do seem to go on about it. It's not a 9-to-5 job. I knew that when I took him on. Let's change the subject.
On Christmas Day afternoon, we used to play with the trains. Jim was in charge of Upton, and I was in charge of Downsville.
What are you talking about?
That's how Jim and I used to spend Christmas.
What did I just say? I said, let's change the subject. Didn't I say that? I want to forget about Christmas. It never happened. All right. What a way to spend Christmas.
Careful. That's my best china.
Sorry. Oh, I suppose it hasn't been too bad.
No. And besides, you've got the new year to look forward to. Maybe Derek will organise a party.
Hey, that's an idea. I'll suggest it when he rings me. He said he was going to ring this afternoon, but he hasn't.
Well, maybe he's stranded somewhere and can't get to a phone. Or maybe he's had a spot too much to drink. You know, these business lunches.
A business lunch. Mrs. Pennyman,
You mustn't even think it, Julie.
Can't help
it. All right, think it, but for God's sake, don't say it.
The moment you speak a thought, you give it life. You make it real. You've got to hang on to your beliefs, no matter how fragile they are.
Do you think he's got another woman?
Oh, now you haven't done it. What did I say to you? Well, you've started something now, my girl.
Well, well, well. You and Derek certainly made a night of it, didn't you?
We just wanted to see the new year in, that's all. Did we keep you awake?
What do you think?
Sorry.
There must have been 2 dozen people in that upstairs flat.
Only 10 or 11, as it happened.
You must have kept the whole street awake. Did he have a good year?
How do you mean?
Did he have a good year? Did he make lots of commission? Is his sales director pleased with him?
Oh, yes. He's pleased all right.
Only?
Well, Derek's thinking of packing the job in. He reckons it's time he was moving on.
But he's only been there 8 months.
We have to keep moving. You can't keep on setting new records. It's too stressful.
And now he's off again?
Yes. Said he wanted to get to Bristol by lunchtime because he's got a big meeting early tomorrow morning.
Oh. I'm going to have a serious word with that young man next time he's home.
What about?
His future.
As long as we pay our rent on time.
But you don't, do you?
We do. We've got a standing order at the bank.
Oh, you did have. Derek cancelled it.
First I've heard of it.
Then there's your share of the phone bill. Derek told me he'd given you some money.
Well, that all went on housekeeping.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've moved the phone into my bedroom.
Well, next time he rings...
And I'm going to keep the door locked. It'll stay there until you settle up. The phone bill and the rent.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Wait till I tell Derek. He's going to love you. Hello, Mrs. Pennyman.
Oh, hello, Julie. I didn't know you came to the park.
Yes, I do sometimes. I like to watch the kids on the swings and the mothers pushing their prams. All right, I'll put it down for a minute.
Go ahead.
Do you mind if we talk? Only I'm feeling a bit down.
Well, it's the weather. Never mind, soon be spring.
And lonely. Got no one to talk to except that little man and that little woman.
You were going to give them back to me. I'm still waiting.
You can have them. They frighten me.
What else can a couple of plastic feet...
You won't laugh, will you? But sometimes I think I can hear them talking.
You're the one who makes them talk, Julie.
It was you who gave us life, Julie Frankenstein.
It's not funny. It's scary.
I think you better go and see a doctor, my girl.
Really?
No, not really. He'll only tell you that you spend too much time alone, which you already know. You just have to pull yourself together, that's all.
Sometimes I think I'm going crazy. Do you want me to go, Mrs. Pennyman?
You're going to talk nonsense, yes. You're not on dope, are you?
No, I'm not.
But you were.
Never.
What about at the party? The New Year's Eve party?
No.
No?
Derek said you'd said it was okay, just this once.
When is this supposed to have happened?
A bit before midnight. I wanted you to come in for a few minutes, just to see the New Year.
No, Julie, I'm making it up as you go along.
No, I'm not. Honestly, Derek said he'd tap on your door and see if you wanted to come into the party for a while.
It didn't happen.
He thought you might be feeling left out of things.
Well, it didn't happen. If he tapped on my door, I didn't hear him.
Perhaps you were asleep.
Perhaps I was.
In spite of all the noise you said we were making.
I was so exhausted that I must have dozed off every now and then.
So, he didn't come and see you after all?
No.
You ought to get together with my dad. He likes Eve, you know.
Not my type, I'm afraid.
Oh, you need someone, Mrs. Pennyman. We all do. I've got my Derek. But you haven't got anyone, have you?
I thought you wanted to talk about your problems, not mine. Look at you. Your face is as blank as a sheet of paper. The little voices, Julie. The little voices that frighten you so much. Forgotten them already, have you?
I've written a letter about the voices.
Who's it to? An agony aunt.
What's wrong with that? Lots of people write to agony aunts.
Well, you know what she'll say, don't you? The same thing I've been telling you all along. Decorate the flat. Go to evening classes. Make some loose covers for that suite. Get a job. Pull yourself together.
They don't say that anymore.
What?
Pull yourself together. That's completely out. They say, you need help. You need therapy.
Therapy? Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Men in white.
It's not like that these days. They don't want to put you away. They want you out in the community.
Hearing squeaky voices, feeling lonely and anxious, doped up to the eyeballs and deeply in debt. Jack, if I find a job, you must be good at something.
It's not worth it now.
Not worth it? Well, you're not, are you? Oh, no. Julie, how could you?
I know you're there, Julie. I've told you before, I don't wish to see you until you've done something about you-know-what. Well, have you?
Derek and I are still talking it over.
You'll leave it too late. That's what you'll do.
I hate the idea. I hate it.
And Derek? Does he want the baby?
No. He says it'll spoil my figure.
We're both far too young for this adventure.
Don't you think he'd come round once I'd had the baby? I reckon you would. You could be a sort of grandmother.
What makes you think I want to be a sort of grandmother? Anyway, I don't think Derek's ready to be a father. It wouldn't surprise me if he up sticks and...
Left me? Never. He loves me.
You're too young, too immature.
That's only your opinion. We don't have to live here, you know. We can move him with my dad tomorrow.
Ask him.
I fully intend to.
You've already asked him, haven't you? And what did he say? I'll tell you what he said. He said no.
He didn't.
Well, he will do. You'll cramp his style.
What are you on about?
He's an old goat.
He most certainly is not. How dare you?
At Christmas... Oh, never mind.
No, go on.
Well, if you must know, your father made a pass at me.
You're kidding.
When you went upstairs to the flat to get him his present, remember?
Oh, yes, I do, as it happens. And it wasn't gone more than a couple of minutes.
That's all it takes.
Must have been quick, that's all I can say.
It was. Quick and disgusting. Men have gone to prison for less.
Well, it was Christmas. People are allowed a bit of leeway at Christmas. The old devil.
I expect he has women in. You, Derek and the baby would be in the way. But forget about moving in with him. Take my advice and go for the termination while there's still time.
It only lasted a few minutes. About 15, I suppose. It was a cold, foggy morning. Derek didn't want to get up.
Yes, you told me about it at the time. It didn't do either of you any good, did it? It was a trap. And you didn't fall in, you jumped in. Why, Julie?
I wanted something to bind us together.
Oh. I'll never forget the first day he moved in with us. He looked so lost.
Yes, so you've said.
So I took him upstairs to show him Jim's train layout. You should have seen his little face light up. Anyway, after that, Derek and Jim used to spend quite a lot of time together. You and Jim play, I told him.
I thought Derek wasn't interested in the train.
Well, he wasn't, except for the first few weeks. After that, they used to lark about up there.
What?
Derek was a boy who'd been starved of affection. If he was guilty of anything, it was inappropriate behaviour, no more than that. Lots of boys go through a phase like that.
No.
Well, as for poor old Jim, well, because he'd never had any children of his own and he was getting on, he didn't know how to deal with him.
With Derek, you mean?
Then Jim became ill and had to go to hospital. He was safe there. Jim was safe. Derek was safe.
I'm not sure that...
He wanted to go to the hospital.
Well, Jim did. Well, if you're ill and
no, you... No, no. Derek wanted to visit him there. But I wouldn't allow it. I thought it would be too much for him.
Did you talk to them about it? Bet you didn't. Some questions are best left unasked. Who was the bad lad? Jim? Or Derek? Or was it six of one and half a dozen of the other? Who was the victim, Mrs. Pennyman?
He's left you. Oh, he can't have...
He has! Didn't you hear him?
No, I was out here hanging out in the street.
He didn't come to say goodbye to you?
No. Or maybe he glanced into my little nest so I wasn't there.
He got up in the middle of the night and started packing. We had a terrible row before we went to bed. I suppose you heard us.
No, dear, I didn't.
Well, didn't you hear him during the night when he was packing?
Didn't hear a thing, Julie.
Oh, you never do you? It was the same on New Year's Eve when we had the party.
Oh, I heard that clearly enough. Right. That's the lot. Let's get indoors out of the wind.
But when Derek came to ask you if you wanted to come in for a drink, you didn't hear him. You said you were asleep. Isn't that what you said?
I can't remember now. That was weeks ago. You know, Julie, we're going to have to start thinking seriously about the future.
The future? You mean the baby?
Oh, the baby's only part of it.
Well, I'll have to get a job and a baby minder, I suppose. I'm surprised you didn't hear anything. You made enough noise.
And what are we going to do about the rent? I can't let it run on indefinitely.
He packed one bag and took it downstairs. He was gone ages. Then he came back and packed another one.
Look, I know you're upset, but we must get down to business. You know, dear, I think you'd be far better off living with your father. If you tell him what's happened, I'll bet you anything.
I'm okay here. I'm used to it now. I'm going to sit tight if that's all right with you. It is all right, isn't it, Mrs. Pennyman?
Julie! What a lovely surprise. I'm sorry I can't invite you in. I'm just about to get into the bath.
Oh, right. I wondered why you were in your dressing gown.
So, do you enjoy being back at home?
It's all right. Dad's been great. He's paid off all my debts, even the removal men. Now he's retired, he's become a born-again father.
I thought he didn't want to retire.
Well, people don't always get what they want, do they?
Some don't. Some do. Depends how hard you fight.
Any word from Derek?
No, nothing at all.
I thought he would have written. To you, if not to me.
Afraid not, dear.
Does he know about me losing the baby?
How could he?
He was no good, but I still miss him. Oh, I've brought you these, by the way. Don't know why I hung on to them.
Oh, the little plastic people. You keep them, dear.
Oh, I don't want them.
All right. I used to hope that Derek could come back. That you two would make a go of it. But there you are. These things happen. You must come over for tea one day.
Yes. I'd like that.
Only give me a ring first.
Well, every time I ring you, I just get your answer phone.
Well, you'll have to leave a message, Julie. That's what it's for.
Right. You will let me know if you hear anything, won't you?
Of course I will.
Thanks. Well, won't keep you. Bye-bye, Mrs. Pennyman. Have a nice bath.
I was right. It was her.
I think she suspects something. Look what she gave me. Remember them? This little chap is you. And this one's me.
Home again.
Chickity chick.
Sorry, I can't.
Leave him the call box on the corner.
But if you leave your name and telephone number, I'll ring you back as soon as possible.
Stop a minute, Derek. Let's hear what she's got to say for herself.
In My Derek by David Marshall, Tessa Worsley was Mrs. Pennyman and Deborah Berlin was Julie. The director was Owen O'Callaghan.